sleeping in his grave. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never on God's golden shore.
He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Overnight, a flight carrying nearly 200 Venezuelan nationals deported from the U.S. arrived in Venezuela. That flight accepted by the Venezuelan government, but deportation flights for suspected gang members to El Salvador continue to get scrutiny from a federal judge who wants to know if the Trump administration defied his order. Border Czar Tom Homan told ABC, no.
This will be litigated, but as of right now, I've been assured by the highest levels in ICE that every one of these members, TDA.
There's a hearing set for today. Another round of talks underway in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia, looking for a framework to end the war in Ukraine. Severe storms impacted the South. 70 reports of damaging hail from Texas to Tennessee. And DNA testing company 23andMe has filed for bankruptcy, saying it'll stay open. Over the weekend, California's attorney general reminded people of their rights to delete their genetic information. This is ABC News. It was a day of cautious optimism in Rome and at the Vatican. Pope Francis released from a hospital on Sunday, says ABC's Inez de la Catera.
After weeks of waiting and worry, the moment so many had been praying for. Pope Francis appearing in a wheelchair from a balcony at Rome's Gemelli Hospital, waving and smiling. His first public appearance since he was first hospitalized 5 weeks ago. The 88-year-old leader to over 1 billion Catholics worldwide addressing the crowd gathered below, his voice weakened. The Pope then discharged.
It's unclear if he will preside at Easter Mass. Mia Love, the first black woman elected to the House as a Republican, has died. She represented Utah for 4 years. Love was 49. For the second time in a week, a flight from the U.S. to China was delayed. The issue, one of the pilots forgot their passport. That flight had to divert to San Francisco. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's spring, which means it's the best time to shop for all the new looks you love at Macy's. Like bold floral midi dresses, light and airy linen suits for any occasion. Updates like must-have denim handbags that bring the whole look together, and so much more. So come into Macy's today and find a few of your favorites for spring, or maybe even more than a few.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Allen. Elon Musk's Political Action Committee is accused of buying votes in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Musk funds America PAC, which offers voters $100 in exchange for signing an online petition opposing activist judges. The offer closes at 11:59 p.m. on April 1st. That's the day of the election. Democrats in the Wisconsin Assembly are again proposing an economic bill of rights, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the resolution's authors are not really serious. The resolution seeks to codify rights related to employment and collective bargaining, public education, child care, and other issues. And a pair of river otters are on the loose after escaping from a Wisconsin zoo. A Facebook post from the new zoo and adventure park in Suamico says otters Louise and Ophelia managed to wiggle out of their enclosure through a hole in the fencing during last week's snowstorms.
It's all he ever talked about, all he wanted to do. When he wasn't out somewhere gambling, he was doing it here at home, on his phone, his computer, until that call to the Problem Gambling Helpline.
He kept calling in, just didn't seem like himself. Now, he's one of the best workers I've got.
He was missing my games, my school stuff. Not anymore. I've got my dad back.
It's like he disappeared. He's my best friend, but he never had time for me anymore until he called the free Problem Gambling Helpline.
They call it the invisible addiction, but everyone can see it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help and hope are just a call, text, or click away. Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message brought to you by the Wisconsin Lottery.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down as we make our way through the day today. We will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, it is going to be mostly clear. 29 tomorrow, partly cloudy with sprinkles and a high near 50. Does your bathroom need an update? Get what you've always wanted, $99 a month interest-free from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Ooh, another day has almost come and gone. Can't imagine what else could go wrong? Sometimes I'd like to hide away somewhere and lock the door. A single battle lost, but not the war. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway. So bring on the rain. Almost like the hard times circle round. A couple drops and they all start coming down. Yeah, I might feel defeated and I might hang my head. I might be barely breathing, but I'm not dead, no. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway, so bring on the rain. Ooh.
Darlene was valedictorian. I was quarterback in the back of the class, as she was the whiz kid in the horn-rimmed glasses. It's been a long time since I've been around, since I set foot on my old stomping ground. I ended up by the old school yard, and this redhead pulls up in a blue sports car and says, I bet you don't remember, I guess it's been forever. It took a second to put it all together. I said, ooh la 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 la, looking good, Carlene. Oh my, 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 time's been good to you, you know what I mean. Girl, you glitter like Hollywood, good God. Sure I'm looking good. Well, she said, hop in, let's go for a spin. Tell me what you've been doing, boy, and where you've been. I said, I write songs you probably didn't know, and I finally got a couple out on country radio. She said, what a switch. Ain't that funny? I got a PhD now, I'm modeling for money. Imagine little Miss 4.0 just smiling for the camera on the cover of Vogue. I said, come a long way since graduation. Let me say without reservation, you've surpassed everyone's expectations. Now ooh la 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 la, looking good, Carly. Girl, you glitter like Hollywood. Good gosh, Carlene, sure are looking good. I said, I hope to see you again someday. She said, another 10 years is too long to wait. Pick me up at my mama's at 8. I said, ooh la 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 la, looking good, Carlene.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM.
My
daddy looks annoyed. It's all right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Joe Diffie, Third Rock from the Sun, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 20s, even a few 30s across the region this morning. Upper 40s are expected today. Relatively quiet week weather-wise. Could see some rain Tuesday. We'll have that ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, be chatting with the CFO of Alcivia. Had a chance to talk with him during the Alcivia's Hager City Grain Terminal opening here earlier this month. So we'll have more with him coming up here this hour in our Newsmaker segment. It is the last full week of the month, and you know what that means. Time to feature another dairy farm family with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And we'll be doing that all this week. And this week, well, something a little bit different. I've decided to head back to my old stomping grounds in the Toma and Sparta area and going to be talking and spotlighting the Hall Family Farm. Now, the Hall Family Farm is between Toma and Sparta in a place called Tar Valley. Now, there's an interesting part with the Hall Family Dairy Farm. They are adjacent right next to Fort McCoy, the big military base. And in fact, during World War II, there were German POWs, maybe not on their farm, but darn close, working. We're going to find out more a little bit about that this morning with Dave Hall, and a little bit more all this week with Dave. He's a fifth generation dairy farmer. His family has owned this dairy farm since the 1850s. It's a great story. And I wanted to do something with Dave. One, I've known Dave for many years from my time working in Toma and Sparta. But the part about a dairy farm next to a military base, just something you don't really hear about too often. So we'll be kicking that off this morning, starting at about 9:10. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number two diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, we've seen sharp declines in CME cheese prices the last few weeks, primarily driven by the uncertainty caused by the Trump tariff tit-for-tat, yet they remain above a year ago. Butter has also slipped, but is well below a year ago, and yet these U.S. prices are well below global levels. Make some sense out of this, Dave.
Yeah, I wish I could, Lee. I think your premise that the tariff tit-for-tat is causing the weakness in cheese may actually hold some water, but I think the main driver of it is weak demand for cheese specifically. We'll get more data as we go through the year, and we can look back at this time period, but anecdotally, that's what's going on right now. And, you know, this kind of is more of the same trend we saw in 2024. U.S. cheese demand in 2024 was up like 0.4%, basically flat, which is pretty unusual, and it's very unusual. In fact, I don't think we've ever strung together 2 years back-to-back, basically, of flat or lower demand. So we do anticipate cheese demand to pick up here, but in the you know, this time of year, demand is off a bit. Yes, the tariffs don't help, and the discussion around that, and I think people positioning around that doesn't help the cheese market. That being said, we are, as you pointed out, about 75 or 70 cents below the world market right now on cheddar, and we're probably a dollar below on butter. We'll see what happens going forward, but I would imagine that these discounts will really kind of kick our exports into gear, into overdrive, really, especially for cheese. For whatever reason in the industry, we tend to focus on cheese exports more than butter exports. I mean, we make the butter that we make in this country, in the U.S., is not necessarily what the world wants. So maybe there'll be some shifts and some changes on that as we go forward. Maybe that happens. But a dollar spread between U.S. and Europe butter, we can live with that. I mean, that's happened before. That's kind of normal. 75 cents on cheese between U.S. and Europe or U.S. and Oceania, that is pretty unusual. I do think that's going to spark a lot of exports for cheese.
And the other bright spot in closing, Dave, is the fact that U.S. cheese production is limited, even with the new capacity coming online.
That's right. I mean, it was kind of slow to start up here. Cheesemakers have done an excellent job of not overproducing cheese. And this has been the story for some time, probably the last year and a half. So they're not overproducing cheese right now. And because of that, we really haven't built up any inventory. So we remain tight on the fresh market. Yeah, you've got some cheese right now. But I'll tell you, $1.50, $1.60, $1.65. I think there's plenty of buyers that want to pick up that cheese. I think it's on sale.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Insecurities affect every one of us at some point in our lives. Insecurities can come from failure or embarrassment, a childhood circumstance, perfectionism, or comparing ourselves to others.
Another chief perpetrator of insecurities are the things other people say about us, or, more importantly, the words we choose to believe about ourselves. Studies have shown that we often believe the negative commentary and dismiss the others.
One way to avoid or overcome insecurities is to surround yourself with great people who build us up and encourage us. But we also need people who we trust that will tell us what we need to hear.
Regardless of how many mistakes you may have made, you are loaded with possibilities and potential. Believing in yourself and others can open up your life to new relationships and opportunities.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com. USDA's latest dairy outlook and World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski discusses trade and supply adjustments.
In terms of dairy trade, we're seeing kind of on both ends, a little bit lower imports and lower exports, increase in domestic use of dairy products, maybe offsetting some of that export demand, higher domestic use. Globally, worldwide, we're seeing pretty strong supplies out of Oceania, competing for markets, maybe making some of our product a little bit less competitive competitive in global markets. On a skim solids basis, our export forecast, we lowered 1.2 billion pounds, mainly reflecting lower exports of non-fat dry milk. And just for perspective, so our current skim solids basis dairy export forecast is now at 47.5 billion pounds.
That's World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Chekanowski. And I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRAFFIC25.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. For the things that we've done, we were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, I'm wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. T-shirts and our typically bad attitudes. Had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, who flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. "We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief." Mayor says, "Use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Joe Diffie, Third Rock from the Sun, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. 28 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, April milk down 4 to 1684, May down 5 to 1709, June down 14 to 1706, July steady at 1787. Cheese markets Friday were lower, barrels down 1.5 to 155, 40-pound blocks down 1.75 to 160 and a quarter, 6 trade a barrel, 9 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 3/4 to 230 and a quarter, 15 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk down 0.5 to 114.5, 9 trades. Dry whey up 2 to 50 even, 2 trades on the day. Cattle futures are called higher today. Hogs are called mixed today. Now, cattle futures moved to new highs early Friday, but then had some selling pressure resulting in losses. Selling surfaced as traders took profits ahead of the cattle on feed report. Hog futures on Friday did find some buying interest, and that kept futures trading somewhat in a sideways range. Now, feeder cattle prices on the country continue to increase with continued strong demand, and that's going to continue to provide some fundamental support to the markets. Again, expect after those triple-digit losses Friday for cattle to be higher today. April live cattle opens the day at 206.95, June 202.77, August 199.35. March feeder cattle open at 286.47, April 284.97, May 285.10. April hogs open at 86.12, May 89.65, June 97.47. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today as traders worry about upcoming USDA reports and also the potential tariffs. Now, the grain markets aren't convinced that the administration didn't comment this weekend on the fate of Mexico and Canadian tariffs that are set to go into effect on April 2nd, and that is still providing some pressure to the market. May corn down 3.25 to 461. July down 2.75 to 468.75. September down 2 to 442.75. New crop down 1.75 to 449.25. May beans down 2 to 10.07.75. July down 1.75 to 10.19.75. August down 2 to 10.14.75. New crop down 1.5 to 10.06.25. May soybean meal down $1.10 to $2.99.20. May soybean oil down 5 cents to $41.96. Chicago wheat, May down 6.5 to 551.75. July down 6.25 to 568.25. Minneapolis wheat, May down 4 to 601. July down 3.75 to 617. Energy markets this morning are higher. May crude oil up 47 cents to 68.75. June up 46 cents to 68.35. April gas now up a cent to 220. May steady also at 220. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 406, April 409, May 412, and new crop at 391. Cash beans 920, April 925, May 930, new crop 918. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 426.5, April 426.5, May 430.25, new crop at 401. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 429, April 429, new crop 402. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 404, new crop 401, cash beans 924, new crop at 932. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 414, new crop 401, cash beans 920, new crop at 918. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 429, April 434, May 438, new crop 412, cash beans 966, April 970, May 972, new crop 949. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 4 even, April 404, new crop 394, cash beans at 925, new crop also at 925. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 189 to 215, Holstein fed cattle 167 to 186, market cows 111 to 138, bulls at 147 to 178, calves 500 to 1320, beef steers 190 to 400, Holstein steers 180 to 345. Sheep markets, market lambs 245 and down, light lambs 370 and down, ewes 145 and down, bucks 115 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, and bucks 200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney, and the truth is I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go west, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy, yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
I get kissed by the sun each morning, on a hardwood floor. I get to hear my children laughing down the hall through the bedroom door. Sometimes I sit on my front porch swing, just soaking up the day. I think to myself, this world is a beautiful place. More than I deserve to be here with no other love. This love is a beautiful gift.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Showed me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool. Came to Babylon, found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music. Hanging on.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Rodney Mulvich. He's the Chief Operating Officer for Alsivia. And recently they opened up their new grain terminal in Hager City. And Rodney, thanks for joining us. Wow, what a transformation from the last time I was out here during the grand opening. There's a lot of stuff here.
Yes, there absolutely is, Brian. We're very excited to be bringing this to the Western Wisconsin.
How important is this going to be for Alsivia and the members?
I think it's going to be a great thing for the members and just the community in general as far as offering another outlet for our agricultural products.
And the best part is it's going to give the members and Alsivia different options. We're not going to have to just rely on the river, or we're not going to have to just rely on going south to either get stuff or bring it in. We have multiple options now because of this facility being on this main rail line.
Yeah, it is absolutely second to none, the market access that we're going to be able to have utilizing this facility for our members.
And will the facility, while it's a grain terminal and stuff going out, will you be able to at some point have stuff coming in like potash and other inputs?
There's always a vision for those items coming in the future, but at this point it's a grain facility and we're looking at focusing on taking products out.
And you'll be able to, again, you'll be able to go to the Pacific Northwest and down to the Gulf?
It'll be more Pacific Northwest or Texas, the market down in the Hereford, Texas market, as well as Mexico, and other points south as well. But it really gives us the opportunity to focus on other outlets rather than just what the Mississippi River can do.
And I think a lot of folks don't realize that with the corn going to Mexico, Canadian Pacific, I get them mixed up, made a deal with and merged with Kansas City Southern, and so now we have one all the way down, and so that's going to actually, this will really help with that, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Alsivia actually has all three of the Class 1s in the BNSF, the UP, as well as the CPKCS.
So again, it's a brand new facility here. How much can we store in those bins?
We've got 3.9 million of upright storage today.
Wow, that's incredible. And again, it's a brand new facility. If you would have questions, all you have to do is contact agronomy over at Alsivia's agronomy department just outside of Durand on Highway 10. And I guess with the facility in Durand, will that still be used, do you know?
Yeah, the plan is to still operate that this fall. We're going to be operating the grain facilities that we have today, and this will be really augmenting that. As moving forward into the future, we'll see what that brings. But we're very excited to have this facility.
That is Rodney Mulvich. He's the Chief Operating Officer with Alsivia, and we are in Hager City at the grand opening of their new grain terminal. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Expect plenty of sunshine today in our ag weather forecast. Temperatures will climb into the mid to upper 40s today. Now, the northwest winds will also, though, continue to remain breezy this afternoon. Looks like the clear skies will give way to a chance of some snow and or rain on Tuesday, but then the quiet weather returns for the rest of the week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 43 to 48, relative humidities at 27 to 32%. Northwest winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 24 to 29, relative humidities at 81 to 86%. Northwest winds at 5 to 7, becoming light. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, highs 46 to 51, relative humidities at 32 to 37%, light winds becoming northwest at 5 to 8. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Thursday, partly sunny, highs 55 to 60. For Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 50 to 55.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich. But you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish Sandwiches for just $6. And pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
A raised bed garden has a lot of benefits, but only if the soil is good. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep the bags of potting soil for your containers and work with your native soil as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Raised beds are the answer to a lot of gardeners' prayers. The soil warms up quicker for planting in the spring, it isn't compacted from foot traffic, and the beds are easy to maintain. However, for the best performance, the soil you fill them with should match your climate, your native soil type, and what you plan on growing. Bob Palomsky is an extension horticulturist at Clemson University. He says do not use soilless potting mixes designed for container gardening.
They contain perlite and peat moss, vermiculite. These are great materials for containers. But once you go out into the garden and you start incorporating these soilless bagged materials, you create havoc in that environment. You mess up the soil pH. You affect mineral availability. You also affect drainage.
Work with your native soil and add well-composted organic amendments to it, such as grass clippings, leaves, and pine bark. The first step in filling the bed is to decide where the pathways around it will be.
We could take soil from the pathways, incorporate them into the middle, which is going to be our raised bed. And then also at the same time, as I move that soil, I'm adding organic material. I'm figuring about 2 inches of this material across the entire length of the bed, and then incorporating that to a depth of 8 to 12 inches would be ideal.
At the end of the growing season, put in a cover crop or add mulch to the bed so it can be incorporated into the soil next spring. Also, be sure to test your soil so you can adjust the pH or add any minerals that are deficient before you plant. Learn more about raised bed soil at livingthecountrylife.com.